Hello, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. We're broadcasting from 101.5 FM, WHRULP, your Huntley Community Radio Station. And with us today is Don Smolinski and John Conley from the American Legion Post in Huntley, Illinois. Welcome, gentlemen, and tell us all about your wonderful post in Huntley.
Okay, to start out, we are a veteran service organization. We've been in the community for over 100 years. We just celebrated our 100th anniversary. Our purpose is to serve the veterans of this community, be a patriotic organization, and support the community when we can. We are located in the Huntley Town Square on Coral Street. And our facility has a full bar that is open to the public. So we welcome everyone in town to come visit our very nice facility.
And Don, you have the Veterans Path to Hope. Can you tell us about that? You and John?
The Veterans Path to Hope is a separate organization from ours. They have a home up in Hebron that houses veterans there who are down on their luck, and it is a very excellent organization. The Path to Hope also has a food pantry, but they are a separate organization, but we are a very strong supporter of theirs.
And with the building you have right now, we know that you've expanded a building. It's an awesome-looking building. You really did a great job, you know, adding on to it and making it a comfortable place to attend and to enjoy. How about the events that you have there that the public should know about, Don?
We have a number of events that are open to the public. The one coming up shortly is our Oktoberfest, where we will have food and entertainment and a good time to celebrate the Oktoberfest. That is on Saturday, October 8th. More details is on our website, which is www.huntleylegion.org. The next event that we are sponsoring that is open to the public, it's a ticketed event. It's our annual feather party meat raffle, where we auction off meat products and also donations from the community, and that is upcoming on Saturday, November 5th.
So when the folks look at the website, they'll see what time those events begin to
then?
Yes,
yes.
Okay. And you've got a lot of community services that are part of your organization that you support, correct?
Yes, we do. We in addition to supporting our veterans, we have in the past and continue to do so support the Senior Care Volunteer Network, Huntley High School. We have a number of things that we support Huntley High School with. They have an oratorical contest, Boys and Girls State, which is a governmental program sponsored by the Legion and the Auxiliary. We also give out college scholarships to Huntley High School students and also to descendants of some of our membership. Over the past year, we have given out over $30,000 in scholarships to our young people.
So, Don, how does a young person apply for that? How does that work?
Well, there's the two different scholarships that we have are the ones for the high school. There is an application process for that. I think we have that form online for Huntley High School students. And also our members can apply for scholarships for their descendants, children or grandchildren.
Okay. I see you've got some notes here about the Boy Scouts.
Yes, we have supported the Boy Scout troop here in Huntley for their activities as well.
With your scholarship fund, Don, do you have a large majority of kids applying for those?
Actually, no. I mean, I think last year we gave out two scholarships and we only had four or five nominations. So we need to get the word out a little bit more to those Huntley High School seniors that these scholarships are available. And this past year we gave out two $2,000 scholarships.
Yeah, I could see that that would be something that would be worthwhile for the kids, because they're probably not going to your website. They're probably thinking that, well, the website's not for them. But yet, if they go to that website, they find that there's an opportunity there for them that's available through your organization. That's really very, very, you know, great that your organization can do that and do those kinds of things. What other things have you got going, Don, that your Legion Post does for the public?
Well, we conduct the patriotic events. The Legion is the sponsor of the Memorial Day Parade each year. So we sponsor the parade, and we do a Memorial Day service afterwards. We have a Flag Day service that we do on Flag Day, the 14th of June each year, where we honorably dispose of used and worn flags. We do have a box in the front of our post that collects anybody in the public who has a worn or used flag that they would like to dispose of honorably. Please drop that off in the box in the front of the Legion, and we will dispose of that in a ceremony on Flag Day. We also participate in the Village's Veterans Day event, which will be coming up this year on November 13th.
On November 13th, then, are there hours set for that if the public wanted to attend that, Don, for that service?
Yes, it's usually at 11 o'clock on Memorial Day, because that's the traditional time that the date was established at the end of World War One.
Okay, the you have, I see you're called a Vet Fest.
Yes, Vet Fest. Anyone who's been in town for the last few years is probably familiar with the Vet Fest. It takes place the third Saturday in June each year. And it's a very large, it's a street fest that's open to the public, where we've got entertainment, kids games, food, and drink, and it's just a very large festival, so to speak, and all the profits go to our veteran service organizations.
So if somebody is not on a website, Don, would there be something posted, like, let's say, on the front of the building or on a door that gives all the different things that are going on or events?
All the activities are listed on the website. Mm-hmm. It's continually updated to be current for that. Some of the larger events we have, you'll see signs posted around town, like the Feather Party. You'll see a sign posted around town. There's signs up already for the Oktoberfest as well and for the Vet Fest.
And how about, can you tell us about that Feather Party, the meat raffle, a little bit more information about that, how that works?
Sure, I can. I don't know, John, would you want to maybe talk a little bit about the Feather Party?
Yeah, that's been going on for years, almost eons. We have tickets to buy, and turkeys are raffled off, steaks are raffled off, through the old-fashioned spin wheel, and we really get crowded on those nights. This event dates back till I can't remember when. It's been going on for many, many years.
Wow, a long time. And how much are the tickets, John?
I believe they're a dollar a piece. You can win on the night and thereafter. Drawing is held after the wheel spins, and a lot of people can win, the steak, ducks, turkeys, after that event, and are posted on the bulletin board who won in those drawings. So a lot of turkeys and meat raffle items are, available.
And you say you get a really big turnout for that too, huh?
We've always had a huge turnout. I can remember back when I was a first-year Legion member back in the late 70s, and it was our only fundraiser back then.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been that way. People turn out, and we're not the only ones either. All community vet, clubs. It's typical.
That's great. That's great. They have something like that. And I see you also have bingo. What nights do you have bingo, Don?
Bingo is held the second and the fourth Mondays, starting at 7 o'clock, and the public is welcome to that also. We get some pretty good crowds fill up the hall for the bingo night, too, and it's a very enjoyable evening.
That's great. I'm sure that you've got the folks that come in that play four or five cards. Go ahead, John. What are you going to say?
Bingo dates back as far back as these turkey raffles as well. We had carnivals in the past. I can remember in the early 50s. And bingo, we had a tent out in the park, and it was really bingo. It was corn kernels.
Well, as long as you said that, John, let's do a little nostalgia here. How about telling us a little bit about the past, going back way back? I mean, you're reminiscing here. Let's do a little more reminiscing.
Yeah, of course, 1921, our post was formed. I was born in 43, so I can remember events from 51 on. 51, by the way, was our village's centennial. And that happened to be the same year that our post was purchased. And it was a former meat locker, a former gas station, and we have pictures to show that.
So it went from a meat locker to a gas station?
Actually, it came from a meat locker to our post.
Okay.
But we have pictures from the Huntley Historical Society showing a lot of the shapes and sizes of our building as it grew.
I'm going to have you pause for 1 minute, John.
Sure.
The Edge of Station Identification, folks. You're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. If you need more information, just click on huntleyradio.com, and we'll be happy to answer any questions you may have. John, come on, tell us more about the past history. This is really interesting.
Yeah, in 1951, like I said, it was purchased. I don't have details on that. I have a feeling, and other members do too, that we had a donor at that time, and we did have to go through a mortgage, financing, and we have minutes to prove that. And in 1955, we had a mortgage burning ceremony. So in 4 short years, we had that thing paid for.
Isn't that a great feeling when you burned a mortgage?
Yeah.
That's an awesome feeling.
Yeah. There couldn't have been many members at that time. After all, Huntley in 1951 was populated from 500 to maybe 700 people. So really, back then, we probably only had a dozen, maybe three dozen veterans of World War I and II. But then since Korea, Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq, of course, and mm-hmm. And it's enlarged, and it's as big as it's ever been.
Back in 51, do you recall who the mayor was at that time, Jim?
We had a number of them. They're all, unpaid, of course. But I can remember Don Enstrom later on in the 60s and 70s. But, Mayor Brill, I think one of our mailmen was the mayor at one time, too. So we all kind of pitched in.
It's interesting, the old days. I'll tell you a little story I'll share with you. When I moved out here to build a plant over on Kreitzer Road, that time Mrs. Kreitzer was still living yet, and I had to go before the city council, and that was the old building downtown.
Right.
Okay. and you had four city councilmen, you had Bear Dahmer, and it was kind of interesting because the guys had bib overalls on. Here, as I came out from the city, you know, and I had my shirt and tie and my suit on, figured I'd make a good impression, and made my presentation why we wanted to come out here with the company. And I remember the mayor saying, what do you think? Should we give the kid a yay or a nay? And they said, yeah, let him come out. It's okay. So that's the way it went. But, you know, it's not the way it's done today, but it was really kind of interesting because it was, in one way, it was kind of nice because it was just very down to earth and very real.
Yeah, back then, everything was done by volunteers. There weren't any paid personnel. Getting back to what Don was talking about earlier, we were the first organization to sponsor Little League in Huntley, and that was started up in the 60s, I believe. We just had colored T-shirts for the different teams, and it took off, and look where they are right now.
Well, that's great. You're on a roll here, Jen. I'm going to keep you going with this history. That's awesome.
Yeah, we've had a lot of thank yous from our community. We've had meeting rooms for the Lions. We've had meeting rooms for the JCs, Boosters, the Penguins Snowmobile Club, and we even had a VFW post here in Huntley, which we, you know, sponsored our floor space for them too. We've done so much as had some athletics involved. We've had bowling teams in the past and horseshoes, and them are kind of curtailed at this point.
Well, the new facility that you have right now, the way it's set up, you get that new addition you put on. You want to share with us how that's laid out so if people have not been there, they know more about what you have and how this new addition, how it's laid out so people have a kind of a picture of what it is?
Sure. We've always had but one entrance off of Coral Street. Now we've got two, but we got two parking lots as well. We got parking in the front and back. The old original building that is still functional, our bar is located there, and had a cellar, typical of any building in Huntley back in that day. And as far as I can tell, and I've been in and out of that place and every corner of the place, we burnt coal to heat that building way back in probably the 20s and 30s, and since then we've added on, after we purchased it, another 25 feet to the rear, reduced some of our parking in the back, but the village has, you know, come alive and gave us more parking, you know, and are currently doing parking back there right now. And to speak about the parking area back there, that house that was dismantled just a few weeks ago, that happened to be the house of Dr. Oliver Statler. Dr. Oliver Statler was in the Medical Corps in World War I, and he was our first commander in 1921 when we formed our post, and was the commander on a number of different occasions, different years, of course. And back then, you can't help but realize how many members from World War I were working to put this post together. So that's, to me, it's amazing how they, you know, got it started and kept it going all the way to today.
And you know what's great about it? That this is a piece of history that we're recording right now, so it'll be kept on record, it'll be permanent because we're recording it. And it's things like that that people don't realize when you go back and look at, you know, what happened and how it was formed and what took place and the people that helped make it what it is today. That's pretty gratifying.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of help from the Huntley historical, you know, people, and captured some pictures that show the building as it was in 1920, 30, and 40. So they're valuable to us.
So did you save a gas pump from when it was a gas station, John?
I'm not sure how that went down. I really don't. Maybe they carried it out in buckets.
It could be.
So today where you're at, I see you also have, I know there's a farmer's market and they got concerts in the park. How about your hall rentals?
We have, the hall is available for rental to the public. We do have a full kitchen that would support any activities that they do. We just have a wide variety of people that do rent the hall. The Grafton Township has a bingo night once a month as well, and they use our hall. We have it wedding receptions, you know, dinners, anniversaries, birthdays, things of that nature. Some other clubs rent it, like the Firefighters Union has their meetings there. We have a White Sox fan club that rents the hall there as well. And so it is available, and you just need to contact the post if you have a rental need. It can seat up to 100 people in the hall.
So is the fee for the rental dependent upon what the menu would be that evening, Don?
Well, the fee is depending on what type of organization, whether it's a personal rental, whether it's an organizational rental, and the dates that you want to use. The fee is adjusted according to that.
Now, during the week, do you have a menu where the members can come in for dinner during the week? Do you have special events that way?
We do have certain special events that we hold. We do not sell food there. The only thing that we have for food is frozen pizza. You know, somebody wants that, but we do not cook for the public as such. But for certain events, there is food served, like we do have a Christmas dinner. We have had an anniversary dinner, things of that nature.
So as you have these different events besides the members, do you also look for people to support you for help, volunteers, things of that nature?
Always looking for volunteers. We never turn away volunteers. We have a large contingent of volunteers for our Vet Fest because that's our biggest need for support there. We get high school volunteers, you know, Lions Club volunteers, Rotary volunteers, Chamber volunteers. So we do not turn away volunteers ever.
Do you find, Don, that your hall rental is more predominant in the winter months with the holidays and things like that, or is it pretty consistent year-round?
It's consistent year-round.
And how far in advance, if someone calls, they're saying, gee, I'm thinking of a date, do they call the hall and they say what dates might be available?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. John, is there any more history you want to share with us?
You touched on food. I was part of the fish fry event that we held in the late 60s and early 70s, and Volunteers, that's the key. We had problems, you know, getting the volunteers. The people poured out, and our fish fries were good. But the volunteers, and we were much smaller back then. Remember, Huntley was probably 1,500 by that time, maybe 2,000.
Right.
2,000, not 20.
So
we have, had public dinners in the past.
Yeah, we get questions quite a bit. Are you guys having a fish fry for Lent? And we have to decline and say no. So we would be delighted to host fish fries, but as John says, we need the volunteers to do it.
So how many bodies would you need to host a fish fry? If people said, gee, to bring it back, what do you need, Don, John, as far as physical bodies to do that?
Probably a couple of shifts of people, because you can't work all night long. And I would say a dozen would be minimal,
right?
Serving people and picking up after them and doing the cooking. Sure.
So just a total of a dozen, not a dozen per shift, but just a total dozen?
Not necessarily. If it's a busy night, we might
more than a dozen
reach out and grab a few.
The stories you gentlemen tell are really interesting. I think it's what people want to know, want to hear, because they don't have all the background information about the Legion, and especially the one here in Huntley. And it's really awesome that you shared it, and we really appreciate that. You know, Don, you and John have been wonderful guests to tell us all about the Legion, how we really appreciate that very, very much. And for the folks out there, you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. If you are interested in this show and want more, have more questions, please contact the hall. They'll be happy to give you all the information you need. In the meantime, we'll try and bring in more information, more guests to you. Thank you again for listening. Have a great day.